until we have access to the truth. When we are unconscious, it's easy to manipulate us. Easy because they set us up to be manipulated by imposing scarcity, particularly a scarcity of love, as opposed to the abundance we will create. They create needs, especially a need for love, a need to be loved, in order to give them the advantage of an automatic hook in any one of us, whether to be used this hook to sell us false goods or false folks who can lead us where power wants us to go. An object made easy for them, as we're conditioned to lack any inner resistance, as Alice said. The malevolence and false dealing of the global statesman will never cease to plague us until we develop our inner resources, as Prince consistently teaches and models for us, and develop our consciousness, our understanding of what power is, why it exists, why they want to manipulate us, and notice their ongoing attempts to block the voice of the infinite in us, the source of authentic power. Bottom line, they want us dependent on them and easy to control, monitor, and manage. Kept as children so they can play whatever version of daddy will achieve their aim, our obedience. Which means that every product or technology they shove at us is to serve those ends. For instance, if cars are all electronic, we're made much less self-sufficient given their imposition of limited access to information and much more subject to their surveillance. The endlessly extrapolating collection of unsightly industries founded on the class-created need for security may be the clearest and most gross example. Transportation, another. Health, not far behind. Apply the operating premises, decentralization, and freedom to any one of them, and its hollow shell is revealed as it collapses in, leaving us to stir the dust that claims it and search for anything worth keeping and finding nothing. Once we start to plan freedom, I think we'll see that the degree to which almost every technique, product, institution, or means has been pre-assessed and vetted from the perspective of power's control obsession before being allowed out among us is beyond stunning. We are living a horror story with no name for the last 2.5 centuries. We reach for something true to grab a hold to steady us in our queasy and find nothing. So technological innovation, i.e. investment in new technologies, is skewed to meet power's control obsessions. They hoard and suppress Nikola's gifts to us, the foundation of our much-needed freedom, while they carefully gauge how and whether to allow whatever in order to extend their exclusive hold on leadership, a quality that, like Nikola's gifts, is the property and possession of all of us under conditions of generalized leisure based on the infrastructure of freedom. The technology exists, we just have to design the integration of it. Tall black fashion and the girls are hot. Dancing with each other cause the boys are not. Trying to trade numbers for the drinks they bought. But what you supposed to think in a club full of thoughts? Tall black fashion and the girls are hot. Pick one, come and show me what you got. Everything or nothing if you wanna lie. What's cooking? Looking, like a match. Catch my crew dressed in all black like we mobbing. Pockets got the mumps, so you know we never starving. Nodding and bobbing, our heads to the beat. You see how we rocking shows, go and get up out your seat. Life is like a movie when we step up on the stage. I got 50 different styles that I got up on display. We gon' make the party jump, so you know we here to stay. Stacking paper love, why y'all on the same page? Come on. Cam light flashing and my click is hot. Pick one, come and show me what you got. Come on. Everything or nothing if you wanna lie. What's cooking?
looking chic. Looking. Trying to trade numbers, but the drinks they bought. Drinks they bought. Drinks they bought. Club full of thoughts. Club full of thoughts. Club. Club full of thoughts. Club full of thoughts. Club. She looking like a man.
Quality that, like Nicola's gifts, is the property and possession of all of us under conditions of generalized leisure based on the infrastructure of freedom. The technology exists. We just have to design the integration of it. Being conscious means considering matters from the all around, which again requires our freedom. Looking into the deep and long environmental and social effects of any product or technology being considered by us, including a broad analysis of how it intersects with other projects for increasing individual power and efficacy that are going on globally, i.e., the education we design must be the education that's needed. And the education that's needed is what every child wants, as they are the determiners of it par excellence, when given honest assessments of all that's going on. And they are here to be heeded, for they embody the truth that leads us. Recall what we learned about Socrates from Karl Popper in our last show. Readiness to learn in itself proves the possession of wisdom. In fact, all the wisdom claimed by Socrates for himself. For he who is ready to learn knows how little he knows. And recall that this is how children are when they come to us. We all start out in possession of this wisdom, as Proudhon methodically explained to us. Authority then pounds it out of us, creating, as Prince said, a situation in which, quote, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they're doing here on earth, most will answer with statements that don't reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. And that's unquote from Prince, his one song monologue from 1999.